Hi, Brooke. Sorry, I had a phone call, missed probably an hour ago, half an hour ago from you guys. Adrian, hold on. Thank you. Emily, good, yourself? Oh, it's a hard slog. It only nibbles at a, at a straw. Halfway he stops and he's not eating a lot. I mean, somehow he started, moving around and searching for food, which is great, but it does so to a very little extent. I have trouble giving him water because I don't know why. I think he's got a swallowing difficulty. The only good thing is that when I used to take him in my arms, he'd and pet him, he used to kind of a purr, that make a sound that they please and all that. And he hasn't done that for the last few days since he's been sick. But today, a couple of times I picked him up and he started purring a little bit. So, like, he's recovering some of his, I don't know, expressions or desire. And so it's very hard going. I try to give him a bit of water with a syringe every, I don't know, half an hour, 20 minutes, just because he only takes so little. Not really, he spits it out, so it's hard with that. So I try to massage his, abdomen a bit to try to see whether there's any movement to encourage it, like, intestinal movement. So, I'm very gentle. I like just like, caressing him lightly. I was going to ask you, how on the series you have the markings, the one and the two and the so on, up to 10, I think it is, I can't remember now. And when on the little bottle says, give him, say, 1.5, that's, you go to one and then halfway between one and two, obviously that's 1.5. But when it says 0.15, what does that mean, that, which I... Okay. not sure if they are the smaller ones, but I know which ones you mean, but I don't think these are those. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's tramadol and it's Baytril, I think. And yeah. Yeah. I think it's point. Yeah. I say it's really 1 plus 1/2. Okay, because I wasn't sure what how to interpret it, so yeah. So also I just remembered that you were saying that if I was to make the critical, you know how we were discussing that you don't have the right syringe, like with a larger spout, and you said that with the, you know, narrower spout you have to make it liquid, which is what I know as well because that's my past experience, otherwise it won't flow through it. But you said if True. But what I mean to ask is, I remember you saying that if you make it too watery, there's a risk. And I was, and somehow we got interrupted there. So I was going to ask you, in what way? Yeah. Even. Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 Now with this one, with this large syringe that you gave me, yeah, it's you can do it right. He's not. You know, he gets to swallow a very little amount, chew and swallow, but sometimes he just pushes the whole lot out with his tongue, I guess. So yeah, we try to. You know, persevere. The other thing is with this, if it is a constipation that he's got, can you use a tiny little bit of olive oil to just kind of grease up the intestines, the contents, and to... Okay, thank you. Yeah. That's okay. 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 All right. So when I saw that the mass that was there was just fecal matter, which somehow, if you kind of pry it loose to force it to get out, it will resolve the issue. But if you force that matter. If you, and even if, you mean with the olive oil or really? So, I don't know. And the water, shouldn't the water kind of soften it up and hopefully push it along or help push it up? And you mean like a growth of cancer or something like that? Oh, because I didn't, yesterday Kelvin didn't say that he could see that, like he couldn't work out. And could that be operated potentially? Okay. All right. Yeah. All right then. All right, Emily, thank you for calling. Thank you for your help. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right, no worries. Thanks, Emily. Okay. Okay. Bye.